for Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
I think President Trump has gotten China's attention. He's very serious about it. He expects some changes.
That's Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue as the president considers more trade sanctions against China, and he's asking the Agriculture Secretary for a plan to protect farmers from Chinese trade retaliation.
We've got some authorities within USDA. We'll use everyone at our disposal to protect our farmers. He's told me, Sonny, you tell our farmers we're not going to let them be casualties in this trade dispute. I can assure you that he's authorized and commanded us to take care of our producers.
Meanwhile, President Trump addressing reporters just before his cabinet meeting and talking about the American farmer.
It's not nice when they hit the farmers specifically because they think that hits me. Our farmers are great patriots. They understand that they're doing this for the country, and we'll make it up to them. And so between NAFTA and China and all of the things we're doing, we're going to make them much better than they've ever been. But during this period of time, Sonny Perdue is here. He understands exactly what I'm saying. There'll be a little work to be done. We'll take a little while to get there. We're fairly close on NAFTA, and if we don't make the right deal, we'll terminate NAFTA, and we'll make the right deal after that.
Recent comments from President Trump. Congress, very clever in naming things, renaming the food stamp program as SNAP. Now, the recent budget has an agricultural program called WIP. Wildfires and Hurricanes Indemnity Program.
Get it out as quickly as we can.
Acting Farm Service Agency Administrator Steve Peterson.
We're hoping that at least receiving that 50% advance, it'll help them cover some of those input costs that they had in 2017 that they didn't receive profits for because they didn't have the commodity to sell. And we're hoping that they can use that money then to pay those bills and keep themselves going.
More info on the WIP program coming out soon, and sign-up should be happening here by this summer.
Sustainable quality in today's beef business is consistently higher grading, DNA parent verified beef. Uncommon to the beef industry? Not if it's the American Akiushi. More prime beef from American Akiushi bulls is more profit tomorrow. Start your sustainable future today with nature's healthy beef, the American Akiushi. For American Akiushi Association breeders or information, go to akiushi.com.
And now with more cattle news on Ag Life and a visit with the new president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, here's Patrick.
And Kevin Kester mentions the strength of the NCBA, Bill.
Puts us all rowing the boat in the same direction.
And that's being a member of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, said Kevin Kester, a fifth-generation California rancher and president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He was born and raised in the Parkfield area, southern Monterey County, where his family has lived for more than 125 years. They have a yearling stocker and an Angus-based commercial cow-calf operation. Kester said it's important to be members of the NCBA.
And we can be successful as opposed to being fragmented and voices unheard in Washington and letting the train come down the tracks and run over us.
And he's speaking about that metaphorical train coming down the track. And one thing that's solid on the rails is defining sustainability. In the beef industry, can it really be defined? Kevin Kester.
Yes, we can, actually. And I think people are going to see what those definitions are as the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, which has been in existence for going on 3 years now. And that's a conglomeration of producers and nonprofits and big corporations like examples, Walmart, McDonald's, Wendy's, just a host of big users of our products. We've all been working as a group to come up what's a practical definition of sustainability. And we're going to release those definitions for public review later this spring and summer. And so I want to give everybody a heads up. Let's pay attention to that and get involved in the discussion. But I think the end result is from the ag producer part, we'll be pleasantly surprised to what Walmart and McDonald's is going to accept from us.
For Ag Life, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.